Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas, and we would like to include your opinion. First of all, are you registered to vote at this address in Texas? Thank you. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
The Democrat.
Okay. And there is a Democratic primary elections coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Aldred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like a state legislator. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Probably don't.
Probably vote. And next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. Roland Gutierrez. I would rate him very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
He's the one you mentioned first, isn't he? With the that will go up against Ted Cruz, is that correct? That's what you said earlier?
Correct. Roland
Yeah,
Gutierrez.
actually, right. Yes, I would find him favorable. Yeah.
Is very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
I don't know enough about him to say very favorable. Let's just say favorable.
Okay, just somewhat. The next one, Elizabeth Ginsburg. How will you rate?
Very, very favorable.
Okay. Clay Jenkins.
Oh, very,
very
favorable. Yeah,
okay.
they click in my mind. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. The next one is Ron Kirk. How would you rate Ron Kirk?
No, very favorable.
Okay. The organization Planned Parenthood. How would you rate Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
Victoria Nyabi Criado.
I don't know her.
Okay, no problem.
I couldn't answer that.
The next one, Joe Biden. How would you rate him?
Very favorable.
Jasmine Simon.
Very favorable.
Nathan Johnson.
Very favorable. I'm not.
Just
sounds
somewhat.
Familiar, but I'm not sure. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay. Just somewhat favorable. And the last one, Colin Aldred.
Very favorable.
Thank you. And in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ginsburg.
And which of the following five issues do you care about the most, which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? The first one is guns, sensible gun sale laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. The next one, local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights. Education, Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. The next one, abortion, Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. Or voting rights, restriction on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy. Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address?
All of them.
Let me think a minute.
I would say, yeah, abortion, I think.
I have guns, local control, education.
Well, abortion.
Or voting rights.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Abortion
is most important. And what is the next most important issue? Guns, local control, education, or voting rights?
Education.
Okay. And in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-founded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independent and crossover voters with a pro-job, business-friendly message? Or one with the most liberal position on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party? The first one or the second one?
The first one probably not successful.
And Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 65%. Thank you so much for your time. Please rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, in this case, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion, okay? The first one is Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. After hearing that, definitely vote for her, probably, or does not impact your opinion?
Probably.
The next one. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skill as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state obligation to public education. Definitely vote for her, probably, or does not impact your opinion?
Doesn't impact my opinion.
The next one. Jasmine is running because he believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This is started by flipping this house seat blue with Jasmine Simon common sense problem-solving approach. After hearing that, definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact your opinion.
Definitely.
The next one, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. After hearing that, definitely, probably.
Definitely.
Okay. The next one, Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Definitely.
Probably.
The next one, Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. Does not impact your opinion? Probably vote for, or after hearing that, definitely vote for her.
I don't think it would make much difference.
Oh, it does not impact your opinion. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And the next one, Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. After hearing that, definitely, probably, or does not impact your opinion.
Doesn't impact my opinion.
And just a few more. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. After
Probably.
And the next one, in Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
Probably.
And the last four, Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. Definitely both. Probably. Okay.
Oh, definitely on that one. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Okay, the last three. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest company against meritless lawsuits.
She defended them against what again?
Yeah, no problem. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. After hearing that, definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact your opinion?
What's their choices again? Definitely, probably, or doesn't affect those
two? Correct. Definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact your opinion? Okay. And the last two, Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reform like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. After hearing that, definitely vote for her.
Probably.
And the last one, Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. After hearing probably both, okay? And yeah. Now we're almost done with the survey. This is basically the last part. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ginsburg.
Okay. And next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidate. So please rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you. Just five, and we're done. And the first one is... Okay. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter to you?
Doesn't matter.
The next one, Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter to you.
If that was the only issue, probably vote against, yeah.
Okay, and the last three. Liz Ginsburg losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022. When other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponent, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. After hearing that, definitely vote again, probably, or does not matter to you?
Probably.
And the last two, about Jasmine. Jasmine Hussman is a lawyer whose firm contributes money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power, definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter to you?
Probably vote against.
And the last one, Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And after hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if the elections were held today?
Based on the answers and questions I've had?
Yeah, just imagine the elections were held today. If you had to choose.
Right.
Between Jasmine Simon.
Yeah, I answered this earlier, didn't I? Was it a similar question that I answered earlier?
Correct, but this is after hearing this information.
Exactly, that's what I thought. That's the point. Yeah, that's. I guess I would go with Jasmine.
Okay, and lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what will you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for, in your own words, the most important issue?
Oh, gosh.
You can say anything at all.
Yeah. Well, the abortion problem, I think, is probably...
Okay.
Yeah.
The abortion is the most important right now. And now the last few questions for classification purposes, and we are done. Could you please tell me your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and older.
And what was the last grade you completed in school?
2 years of college.
Okay. And
that's who, right?
Yeah, correct, correct. And
you weren't talking about K-12. Okay.
And
you
I have some college actually. So this is do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African-American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian, Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, white or Caucasian, or something else?
Just white.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and
sure.
for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Sure.
Thank you. Bye.